I can't believe May didn't invite me to her party. She's not my friend if she leaves me out like that.
You shouldn't let one little disagreement like that ruin your whole friendship. Hi there, my name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures just for you. Now, I don't know how to knit, but I've watched my grandma do it a whole bunch. She takes yarn and her knitting needles, and then she makes all kinds of cool things like hats, scarves, and sweaters. The yarn doesn't come apart because she knits it together just right. The Bible says that's how our friendships should be too. In his letter to the Colossian church, Paul says that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love. Our story today is entitled, Knit Together. Mom, look at my scarf now! With a ball of yarn dragging behind her, Anna ran into the kitchen, clutching her knitting needles and the scarf she was learning to knit. Look how long it's getting! I think it's almost finished! Isn't it perfect? She spread out the length of the scarf on the table. Oh, wait, there's a hole here, right in the middle, she wailed. How did that happen? It's ruined. Mom came over and picked up the scarf. It looks like you dropped a stitch in the middle of this row. When that happens, it makes a big hole. But don't worry, we can fix it. Anna sniffed. We can? Sure, said Mom. I'll show you as soon as I get my meatloaf in the oven. Soon the meatloaf was baking, and Mom showed Anna how to pick up the dropped stitch and fix the hole it had made. Wow, thanks, Mom, Anna said. I thought I'd have to throw this out and start a whole new scarf. You know, I think you could learn something from this scarf, Mom said. You're still mad at May for not inviting you to her party last weekend, aren't you? Well, she's not much of a friend if she would leave me out like that. But didn't May take you along on her family's camping trip last summer? Asked Mom. And remember when you sprained your ankle and she came and played games with you? She helped you catch up on your homework, too. Yes, but Anna wasn't sure what Mom was getting at. So, Mom continued, it seems to me May's been a pretty good friend to you in the past. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul speaks of friends' hearts being knit together in love. I don't think you should toss out your whole friendship with May just because she dropped a stitch in the middle. A hole in the friendship can be fixed too, and the Bible tells us how to do that. It says we need to forgive others the way Jesus has forgiven us. Anna was quiet for a minute. You're right. May has been a good friend, she said finally. How about I invite her over for a meatloaf dinner tonight? So how about you? Have you ever been really angry with a friend? Maybe they said something mean to you or made you feel left out. Even though they hurt you, that doesn't mean you should end your friendship. Listen to God's reminder to love, forgive, and encourage one another. If there's a hole in one of your friendships, don't throw the whole thing out. Instead, mend it by showing that friend Jesus' love and forgiveness. And now our key verse,
Colossians 2:2. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love.
And our key thought for today, fix friendship holes. Coming up the last week of October, Keys for Kids Radio is having our week of giving at keysforkids.net. This is a chance for you to invest in the lives of kids around the world and help us reach even more kids for Christ. Week of Giving is a time to share our heart and needs with you. We'll share stories, laughter, and maybe even some tears as we team with you to impact kids and their families with the gospel. Pray today about how you can help. Share Keys for Kids Radio with your friends and give at keysforkids.net and click the donate button. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.